Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Why does Nicodemus come to Jesus? Why does he come at night? What does he want from Jesus away from the eyes and ears of others who might see? We might assume that Nicodemus, a religious scholar, a Pharisee, comes seeking knowledge or understanding. But he doesn't ask Jesus a question. Instead, he begins by saying what he knows, holding tight to his position among the Jewish leaders. We can see that you must be from God because of the signs that you do. Does he expect Jesus to answer him, to give an explanation of himself and his presence? Does he expect Jesus to defend himself? Jesus responds to Nicodemus by speaking of the kingdom of God, the only place in the gospel that John uses that phrase. Jesus says that to see the kingdom of God, the presence of God at work in the world, one must be born from above. Nicodemus doesn't understand. How can a man who is grown be born again? He asks. It's a silly question. Obviously, Jesus is not talking about a second physical or literal birth. But perhaps it is because Nicodemus comes so full of what he already knows, so full of the answers that he already has, that he can't hear what Jesus is saying. When Jesus gives an answer that is outside his religious understanding and the boundaries of his religious world, he can't grasp it. Jesus goes on to say that in order to perceive the kingdom of God, to see God standing before you, alive in the world, one must be born of water and the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus may well be talking about baptism here. The very next story that John tells is about John the Baptist and how he baptizes people in the wilderness and baptizes even Jesus himself. But what Jesus is saying goes deeper than affirming the practice of baptism. Jesus says, "The Spirit blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it goes or where it comes from." Nicodemus has caught a glimpse of the Spirit of God blowing through the world in a way the world has never seen. As a Bible scholar, does Nicodemus hear in Jesus' words the echo of the first verses of Genesis, when the world was formless and void, and God's Spirit, wind, breath, moved over the face of the waters? Jesus is trying to show Nicodemus that what is happening now in Jesus is new. Something the world has not seen before. There is a new creation. But Nicodemus, in all his certainty of learning and the tradition he carries with him, is unable to see or respond to Jesus. Then Jesus offers a moment of stunning clarity in the midst of the uncertainty, doubt, mistrust, and misunderstanding that has marked the conversation. Oh, there we go, all right. He zeroes in on his purpose, the very reason for his being, offering the fullest response to the questions Nicodemus has not uttered. Who are you? Why are you here? What are you doing? Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that God gave the only Son." God loved the world in this way, that God sent God's own person, God's own being, to become human and live among us. God took on flesh so that we could see God and love God and trust God and follow God into abundant eternal life. At this point, it almost feels like Nicodemus has disappeared from the story, and Jesus is talking to all of us, all those who have gathered around him and all through the ages who have come asking, "Who are you? What are you doing? What must I do?" And Jesus says that what will save us, what will bring light in the darkness and life in the midst of fear and death, is the self-giving love of God. It was God who took the initiative, God who acted first, as God did in the beginning, speaking the world into being, as God did in calling Abram to follow, as God rescued the Hebrews from slavery in Egypt and created a covenant with them at Sinai, as God sent prophets to call the people back into fullness of life with God over and over again. And finally, God has acted to give God's very self, to become flesh and live among us, to shine the light of love in our world, and even to die for the sake of that love. God has done that for us. And God invites us to respond by being born from above, being born of water and the Holy Spirit. Getting stuck today. In baptism, yes, but also, in every day, we choose to see God's light in the world around us. Every day, we choose to listen for the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing among us. Every day, we choose to share light in dark places. So now I'm going to go back and give that children's sermon I was going to give. Have you ever been asked if you're born again? There are some Christians that really have this, you know, like you do this one thing or say this one prayer and then you're born again and you weren't yesterday and you are today. And the answer is, right here, you're here, Lutheran worship, yes, you were born again. When you were baptized, you were born again. But as Lutherans, we also believe that that's not a just one-time thing, a one and done. You're baptized, but that every day we can retake that baptism. Luther said, when you do your morning washing, make that sign of the cross and say, "I am baptized. Whew, thanks be to God. That's how I get through this day and the next day and the next." Because each day we can be born again in the newness of God because we are baptized, because God has chosen and called and redeemed us. So I hope that if someone ever says, "Are you born again?" you can say, "Yep. And again, and again, and again." Every day, every time I need it. Every hour, some days, like this last week, right? Like, "Oh, geez, God. Here we go again." And so it makes me wonder, how do we come to Jesus? Do we come full of what we know and believe, filled with ourselves and our certainties and our traditions? Or do we come with open curiosity, ready to accept what Jesus offers, even if it's new or surprising or too good to be believed? And so we come to Jesus praying. "Jesus, we see glimpses of you at work in the world, even in these difficult times, but we want to see more clearly. We want to believe and have trust in you, but trust is hard, and we are sad and anxious about what is happening in the world. And so we come to you, Jesus, with our hands open and our hearts open, asking you to fill us with your love, your hope, your peace. Show us how to follow where your Spirit is leading, even if it means letting go of the very things we have clung to so far. In your love, you have given your very self to us. May we give our lives also to you. Amen.